the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
All right, we're back from Orlando with a lot of great stories. We're going to talk about them here, the PGA Show. Hopefully a lot of you guys are following along on social. In case you missed any of it, make sure you check out our vlog. We covered the whole thing on our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/golficity. And if you like our vlogs, please subscribe while you're there. That way you can get all the latest on-course vlogs, our travel stuff, some great product reviews, and those hilarious shorts commercials that we've been doing leading up to the big Bay Hill trip for the Arnold Palmer Invitational Pro-Am, which I can't wait for. But before we go any further, I want to let you know that this episode of the Golf Podcast is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, vegetarians. You can all get lower rates on your life insurance. Healthier individuals deserve to get rewarded with more affordable insurance. So check out healthiq.com/golficity to support the show and see if you qualify today. All right, Mike, before we dive into that Orlando recap, let's catch up on some things we've got going around Golficity and the PGA Tour. First thing, Golficity, we've been talking about it. We're so close to releasing that app. The Android app is ready to go. We're just wrapping up the final details on iOS. We're going to release them both at the same day. Trust me, you guys will be the first to find out about it. Especially if you haven't already, make sure you join our listeners group on Facebook. Just search the Golf Podcast. It's a free group. It's a great way that we can kind of like hit you guys with news as soon as it comes out and engage. And we like getting your feedback too. So a lot of that type of stuff. We'll throw polls up there, things like that. Anything we can do to help improve the stuff we're putting out for you guys. But it's going to be great. The app's going to have all of our content in one platform, including the vlogs, the podcasts, instructional content, and of course, Golficity merchandise. I'm wearing the breakfast ball shirt right now.
There it is.
Which is awesome.
I love that shirt.
And you know what? Your shirt in the vlog at the merchandise show, that the Best Damn Golf Podcast.
That's my favorite shirt. I have it in every color. So,
dude, it was just like it was. Got it worked, so right? much attention. People were coming over and they're like, yeah. And then we had that nice rivalry going with some of the other podcasts that were there. We saw Cordy from Golf Science Lab podcast. He says he wants a shirt that says the better golf podcast.
Yep.
We're like, yeah, man, I love those friendly little fun rivalries.
It's good to have the rivalry. Absolutely.
It no doubt is. But the other big news is we got our itinerary in for Bay Hill. Mike,
yeah,
I mean, our jaw was on the floor when we saw this. So tell the listeners a little bit about what we got coming for that.
Yeah, so just found out yesterday, the team over at 18 Birdies, these guys are great.
We saw them at the show, by the way.
Yes,
they had a huge booth. Yep.
Their booth was awesome, and everything that they have rolling out is awesome too. So they do these dream games. It's part of their app, in-app dream games, where you can kind of participate and play along with these, you know, imaginary cash, you know, to win prizes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
I just actually did a couple of them before we hopped on the show. They got one for like a trip to Scotland right now.
Yeah.
And after I saw this itinerary, dude, I'm like, yeah, I'm scratching this.
I'm scratching this. Absolutely. Yeah. I think you've even won golf balls, I think, at one point.
I have, yep.
Yeah, so they sent over the itinerary for the trip. And, you know, if you don't know, Frank and I were at Media Day. I hit that big putt that I won the spot. And, of course, I'm bringing Frank. I'm going to bring you. You're going to put you on the bag. We got approval that you can caddy for me that day. That awesome. Was the best news.
Got the Golficity really, bib ready to go.
Yeah, you better rock that bib. Get this. So we fly in on Monday. They're going to greet us at the airport. They're going to shuttle us. We're staying at either the Ritz or the Four Seasons. I mean, top notch. These guys do it top notch. They're taking us to, I think, Fleming Steakhouse that night. The next day, get this, we wake up. We go over to the local course and we're doing an instructional clinic. So it's kind of cool because we got a little last minute prep before playing Bay Hill the next day.
Yep.
But that night we're going to actually, in between all this, I think you and I are going to try to squeeze in some rounds, whether 9 holes or 18, whether at the hotel or elsewhere. But that night we're going to the pairing party. Mm-hmm. So Frank, don't forget business casual attire. We actually have to look good. Can't wear Best Damn Golf Podcast to that. I don't think.
Yep. Got to put that away.
Yeah, so nice dress. Make sure you dress nice for that. We're going to find out that night who we are getting paired with. You notice how I say we, Frank, we're a team. You come on. Yeah. You know, you're wiping my club all day. You know, you got
this guy.
So you better get ready for it. But we're going to find out who we're getting paired with. And I found out, you know, because MasterCard has the top billing as the top sponsor for this event, the MasterCard Pro-Am spots will get first take at the players, which isn't an issue. It shouldn't be many, but 18 birdies is rolling in with four foursomes. So I'm one of the three. It's going to be three of us winners with a player, three of us with a player, and so on and so forth for four foursomes. So I can only imagine MasterCard may have five picks and then we go, you know, so there's a great chance that we're going to get a top 10 player in that field, top 10 player in the world, in fact, because that field is stacked.
It is.
Yeah. So we'll find out that night. You know, it's probably a little celebration. There's dinner, champagne, all that good stuff. And then, of course, next day we wake up, we go, we play the Pro-Am. And then I believe there's a party that night for the Pro-Am winners and everyone who's participated. And then I think we're gonna stick around Thursday, play some golf, and fly home that night. But just think about that.
I know. You know? It is nuts. And when we first said, like, you know, the $18,000 putt, right? And we're saying it's an $18,000 package, which we found out really is true because we also have to pay winning taxes on it. But it's worth every penny. But I was like, $18,000, like that's a lot for just a couple of days. Then we get this itinerary and find out, like you said, the Ritz or the Four Seasons, it's going to be one or the other. And then, like, the hotel room is yours from Monday through Sunday night. And oh, by the way, there's also tickets to the
API. Right.
Yeah, all four rounds. And it's unfortunately we can't stick around the whole weekend. I mean, we got, you know, family obligations in life. You know, we both have wives and small kids. So unfortunately, you have to get back to life at some point. But but yeah, it's going to be something else. And I know you've been playing Bay Hill on the simulator, trying to get your game in gear. But when we saw that was just like the kind of the icing on the cake. And it's just going to be great for us too, because we're going to bring everybody along. We're going to be doing, you know, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and we'll bring you guys along with it. Anyway, shifting gears, you know, the PGA Tour, it's coming into full swing. We've got one of my favorite tournaments by far every year going on right now, which is the Waste Management Open, which is another thing we've got to put on our docket.
Yeah,
to get there.
But, you know, I thought about that today, but think about that. We're going to go to this PGA show every year. Are we going to come home for like 3 days and then go right back to the airport and fly to Phoenix?
Well,
or Scottsdale?
I'm kind of surprised at how many guys actually just go straight from
there. They go straight there.
You know, when we saw, which we'll talk about in a minute, we ran into the Me and My Golf guys, Andy and Piers, and they're like, look, we're going straight from here to the Farmers.
Right.
And then I think they went from there to the Waste Management. But a lot of the people who were there with us are there at the Waste Management now. I'm just following along on Instagram. Tanya Tarr, she's down there at the Waste Management. The guys, speaking of which, the guys from 18 Birdies, they're there. Right. It's a great kickoff to the season. And just, you know, you see everybody head that way. So I don't know. We got to try to do it one time.
Yeah, we'll try to do it. I like the idea that you had that one time of just like getting the Golficity bus and just road tripping it, you know, stopping at every big college, picking up random frat people. No, I'm kidding. Those days have sailed. But, you know, we can at least have the dream.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, so anyway, the PGA Tour, we got Tiger looking good.
He did look good.
The cut at Torrey, which is something to be said. It was a stacked field. Even Ricky Fowler didn't make the cut. So we're seeing that. There was that big incident where the guy yelled during his putt. And
yeah, that was
got
silly.
Tossed out. I mean, that's.
I mean, overall, his putting, though, did look good. It looked promising. I mean, what I've noticed is his drives were terrible. His mid game wasn't that good, but he was good around the greens. And that's promising. That's what got him. I think he was in the top 30 finish. I think he was like 29th or something like that, or maybe even a little better. But, you know, in that kind of field, I mean, Torrey's a tough course. Obviously he's won there like a gazillion times, but, you know, I think it was still a promising finish for him, and he's got a pretty stacked schedule leading up to the Masters. So I think he can only improve on that. I think if he works on that drive, works on that mid game, try to tune something up, get some things in tune, I should say. I think he might be a force in April. I don't know.
I definitely think so. And there was a great article on Golficity today. The boys are back. I don't know if you had a chance to read that. But it's kind of like true. It's like this perfect storm of everything kind of happening at once. You've got Jason Day clearly getting, you know, finally healthy again. He won just this past weekend. Rory McIlroy, same thing, feeling good again. And he's starting to stack his schedule leading up to it. We've got Tiger. It looks like, I mean, I don't want to throw any jinx on him, but it's starting to look like his process of taking it slow is turning into a real legit comeback, you know, unlike what we saw in the past. So we're seeing everybody kind of getting healthy again. And it's just like, you know, even Koepka, who we're seeing who's out right now because of his wrist, he's looking at a target date of returning for the Masters. So it's possible, and even Dustin Johnson, who missed it last year with that incident falling down the stairs. You know, right. It could very well be that we see one of the most exciting fields at the Masters that we've seen in as long as I can remember. So it's great to see all that stuff putting together. But anyway, I want to dive into what we have to talk about our recap of the show. So let's do a quick word from our sponsors, and then we're going to jump right into that. So once again, we want to thank Health IQ for sponsoring today's episode. Guys, let me educate you on Health IQ, because prior to this, I didn't even know they existed, and now I'm loving taking advantage of their discounted life insurance rates. What Health IQ does is they use science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, you name it. And talk about savings. 56% of Health IQ customers save between 4 and 33%. On their life insurance. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ.
Yeah, Frank. And the reason Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% is because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, a 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes when compared to people who are inactive. I mean, think of it like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health conscious lifestyle. So learn more and get a free quote at healthiq.com/golficity. All right. I know this from experience, Frank. Finding a dress shirt that fits is hard. I mean, something is always off. And thankfully, ordering a custom fit shirt has never been easier with Proper Cloth. At propercloth.com, you can easily create a custom shirt size in seconds by just answering 10 simple questions. And not to mention, you can choose from over 20 collar styles, 10 cuff styles, and 500 fabric styles, from classic to business, to completely customize your shirt and get the style that you want. I mean, I don't know about you, Frank, but I'm a spread collar, slim fit guy who loves wearing cufflinks.
Yeah, and you couldn't be more spot on. The team at Proper Cloth works with the best fabric producers from around the world and only buy fabrics that meet their high quality expectations. Each one of their shirts goes through extensive quality control testing, so you're getting the absolute best quality and craftsmanship every time. Best of all, Proper Cloth guarantees a perfect fit, meaning that if you somehow your shirt doesn't fit absolutely perfectly, they'll remake it for free. So stop wearing shirts that don't fit. Start looking your best with a custom fitted shirt. Go to propercloth.com/golf today and enter gift code GOLF, G-O-L-F, to save $20 on your first shirt. Do it today. All right, let's do a recap of our trip to Orlando for the PGA merchandise show, because, man, it was funny thing is, and this is the way to kind of sum it up. My wife asked me, because, you know, she knew I was very excited going into this, and she asked me, she's like,
right.
You know, what do you think? Like, recapping it, you know, I finally got a chance to stop and take a breath, you know, and just kind of like wind down, because it was such a whirlwind. She was like, what do you think? You know, how did it you know, your feelings on it? And I was just like, better than expected. And expectations were a 10, you know? So yeah, it was an 11. But it was crazy. It was a whirlwind. We did learn a lot. We said, like, this is kind of going to be our recon trip because we haven't done it before. A lot of people there, they're seasoned. They're doing this every year. They know what to do, where to be, and how to play this thing. And we said, you know, learning from it in the future, we're going to get down there for a little bit more time, try to space it out, because we tried to pack a lot to you know, 24 or 36 hours or so. And largely that was because, you know, we're busy. We have a lot going on here with Golficity. We talked about it before, the app that we're working on bringing some really great names to the show, to the podcast, which you're going to hear about soon. But, you know, we finally got our chance to wrap that all up on Wednesday afternoon, shoot over to the airport. I meet you over there, Mike, and we head straight down to Orlando. As soon as we land, you know, jump in the Uber, shoot over to the hotel, drop everything off, and then go right back in the car, because we had the top golf party was our first thing that we had for Wednesday night, which was funny because there was a little bit of confusion.
Wasn't at Top Golf.
Because until like the almost until the second that the Uber pulled up, we thought we were headed to Top Golf, and then we realized that Top Golf rented out the entire BB Kings, and they're having a big, you know, blowout party there,
Which that band was sick.
Dude, it was sick. There was like, what was it? Like a 10-piece band. They had like the everything from the trumpets to everything. And it was, one thing was, it was so loud. You know, this is the first time like physically face-to-face meeting a lot of people that we deal with, you know, on a regular basis. And I just felt bad. I had to say, I'm sorry. I physically can't hear you like so many times. And because you're like, you know, that experience where you're like, you're screaming in each other's faces. I always thought this would be like a funny like clip to do. Like if you had it where like as a joke, like get a whole room like that and then just cut the music at like a point no one's expecting. And then just everyone will realize they are literally screaming in each other's faces.
it was ridiculous. That's great.
But we got to hang out with Karin Hart, who you guys know from the new podcast on Golficity, the iHeart Golf podcast. She's awesome. We saw Haley Ostrom. We ran into, it feels like just about everybody. We saw Tanya Tarr, who it was just great to see everybody and just be like, we got to talk about the podcast and finally get that face to face where you can kind of line things up. And we're going to be bringing a lot of them on the show. We saw Brad from Bradley Putters. He's coming on the show. I love his story. I love what he's doing right now with his custom wood putters. Coach Rusty, we're actually going to have him. Hopefully we've got things lined up for the next episode to bring him on as the next interview. I know he's a busy guy too. Today we were just talking to him. He's going to be at Cobra Puma putting on a custom trick shot show for them. But that was great. And then the next day, we got home, I think it was like 2:30 in the morning from that party, which was, again, it was just amazing.
Ugh, man. Yeah.
Crazy good time. Go home, catch like 4 hours sleep and then back at it again. We wanted to make sure we were there in the entire day because we were trying to do everything in one day.
We were on our legs all day.
All day. If anybody saw the vlog, you see, like I even showed on my watch, we ended up walking 7 miles that day and 7 miles under one roof. I mean, if that tells you how big this thing is, but it was great to even get to meet up with some people who we've been working with for so long, like Chris McEwen, who's been writing for Golf
right,
City now,
man,
for
that was great.
Almost 5 years, if you can believe that. And it was our first opportunity because Chris is out in Chicago and we just never had a chance to link up. We were, I think 2 years ago, going to meet up with him in Arizona for an outing. And then we didn't get a chance to get out there. So being able to meet him and he was, busy himself. It was funny. We almost only got cross paths for a little while because he had a lot of obligations going around from booth to booth. He, as you guys may know, Chris does some really, really killer product reviews for us. So he was kind of testing some things and taking a look at what he wants to review next for the site. But we're working our way around seeing some amazing products, some stuff we never even knew existed, like that undulating green indoor.
How cool was that?
Dude, that was nuts. He said Jason Day has it in his house. So you take like your normal flat, putting surface, practice putting surface, but it can change to any undulation. The Callaway booth was bigger than like three of my house. It was nuts how big that thing was. The Titleist booth down at the end. I mean, this thing was like awesome. This like big white beacon, right? And all of a sudden you walk down, you see that and it just had everything all lined up, all the different players that play Titleist.
How about the staff wearing like white tuxedo jackets and Justin Thomas golf balls all signed by him, all his wins underneath a display case. I mean, there must have been like 70 balls in there or whatever it was. I think these wins go all the way back through his entire like life.
I think that what it said was trust from day one. Right.
Yeah.
Like till way before he was ever sponsored by Titleist. It just shows like there was like high school wins in there.
Yep.
That was just so cool. However they did to put that all together was just awesome. And then we got to go up top in the Titleist booth and just kind of look down and see how big the show really was. But then also finally, getting to hit some of the different clubs that we haven't got to put in our hands yet. The M3 and M4 TaylorMade with the twist face. So again, we're hitting them indoors, but you have a Trackman, so you get to get an idea. I'm interested to hit them outdoors when we get a chance, but forgiving club, interesting club. I enjoyed that. The Callaway Rogue, that's the one that really impressed me personally. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's right for everybody, but yeah, I hit that thing so well. And then right outside of that, I mean, then all of a sudden these random, awkward, weird experiences, like getting our faces printed on a cookie.
On the selfie cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the vlog. Check that out.
That's in the vlog. We I think we left a couple of those like around the hotel. Yeah,
we left them at the hotel.
It's like here. We
donated them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was just like, yeah, for anybody who wants to eat our face, I mean, have at it. But it was something else. But another big highlight, at least for me, and I'm running through a lot here because I have so much on my mind. It was just like wave after wave. But finally getting to meet Piers and Andy from Me and My Golf.
That was great.
That was so cool. And it was so funny to see them doing exactly the same thing we are. They had almost the exact same vlog camera. And it's just the two of them walking around like we're walking around. So we just grabbed them like, guys, like we got to get you on the podcast. They're like, absolutely. So if you saw that in the vlog, because they were vlogging while we were vlogging. So we had a funny little moment there with the, like bumping the cameras. Yeah, yes. Cross vlogging. We've just invented a new term.
That's great.
So then I wasn't even aware that they've got a podcast now. So we were talking about having us on their podcast and then vice versa. So looking forward to that, you know, and we're going to link up with them sometime in the next, month or two to get them on the show. Tanya Tarr, as we said before, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. I think she pronounces it Tare, but
yeah, probably.
She was, you know, so cool, so down to earth. Again, that was, I think, my biggest takeaway with all these people who you see all the time, you know, cause just like you guys listening, we're fans too. You know, we follow these people on Instagram. We love what they're doing. And then to meet them all, you know, we've talked to them obviously in the past, through Instagram and through the different things we've done. But not get a chance to meet them face to face because everyone's all over the place. You know, me and my golf guys, they're out, you know, in the UK. Tanya's from New Zealand. So it's just like getting a chance to finally have everybody in one place. But that down to earthness, that's so cool. You know,
and it was cool. I think we found our new Super Bowl a week before the real Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, and that's what it's going to be for us every year. The fact that all of these individuals come together, they have it planned from day one of where they're staying and all the cool events that they're doing and the parties. It's just really, it's just so cool how I almost felt like I was back in college for a minute. Yeah. With all my buddies going out and kind of celebrating the game from all different levels. I mean, it's not like we were just hanging out with people from TaylorMade and Titleist and things like that. You know, we were out there with a lot of people on social media who love the game, just like you said, just love the game like us, and just rubbing elbows with them and sharing ideas and kind of sharing our journey and our stories and everything like that. So cool.
It really was. And it's exactly, that is the tagline. They say it's the Super Bowl of the golf industry. The major, that's right. The major of the golf. That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
It would make a little more sense.
That would make more. I guess I'm still tired, Mike.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was cool. And then even with Karin, who was in the, she was working in the New Era booth. She showed us the hats that the guys are going to be wearing for the Ryder Cup this year, which is in Paris. And they had the actual Ryder Cup there.
That was great. Couldn't touch it. It was underneath that glass case, but
you know who we missed? Who popped over to that booth later?
Who's that?
Davis Love III.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
We missed Davis.
We missed him.
We missed John Daly the day before.
I know. John Daly was in the loudmouth, right? Booth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's just like I said, literally everyone is there. I guess as far as regrets, things I like to do differently, like I said, I'd like to be down there a little more time. It's not as pressed. Also would have loved to have gotten around in. We didn't even bring the clubs because it was such a short time that we were able to get down there. Mm-hmm. And then flying out of and then back into 20-degree weather, it's a real tease when you saw like the golf courses down there. I mean, it was cold for Florida. You know, for Florida, it was a little bit chilly. It got down to like 50s at night, but 70s during the day, man, I would have been out there teeing it up if I could have.
Oh, 100%.
Especially
next year.
Next year. I mean, that's what we got to do. And also what I'd like to do, the vlog was awesome. Had a blast putting that together. But I think if there's something else I could do a little bit differently would be to set up a little more time down there to get a little bit more podcast, you know, content in. There was so many people there that we've arranged to have them on the show in these coming weeks. But it would have been great to have like a little side spot where we could just kind of bring them in and just, cause that's there's so many stories, you know, everybody kind of comes to this in a different way.
100%.
And that's what I love here. I love hearing the stories. Like, obviously we all love golf. That's why we're here. But like, how did you get into it? What brought you here? Why do you do what you do? You know, Bradley Putters, like, I mean, how cool is his story? Like where he takes, you know, pieces of wood from famous golf courses and handcrafts these like amazing wood putters. I mean, it's just so cool to be able to see all this different stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. And I think we should do that next year. We should have the Golficity house. We should set up our podcast booth there. And who knows, maybe after demo day is done, we have all these people back over to the place. Everyone's kind of hanging out. We do a bunch of live interviews because like you said, their stories are all awesome. Even the guys from Birds of Condor, you know, the apparel that they're making, flying all the way over here from Australia. They got some really cool stuff. You know, just guys at Electric, you know, with their sunglasses, all these smaller brands that we kind of see on Instagram and stuff, but we haven't really felt them. You know, we haven't actually seen the product in hand yet because we haven't went out and purchased them, just to see them and to see what's out there. It's so cool. There's so much that we don't know, right, Frank?
I know. It's crazy. And then it becomes even more wild at I think it's like at 5 o'clock, the show turns over and all of a sudden you're allowed to, I guess, have alcohol, which
it's happy hour.
Anything like this. It's everywhere. Happy hour. Right. So all of the booths bust out something. And it reminded me because the Electric Golf booth had a keg that they tapped at 5 o'clock. It's like, I don't know. It walks this fine line between like working and just partying. You know?
Right. So I'm glad you brought that up because here's the kicker. You know, we're exhausted from the Top Golf party. And then we woke up on 4 hours sleep and walked and networked and talked 7 miles, 7 hours, however long we were at that convention center. We then had happy hour and then we had dinner and then we went out back to BB King's for the Travis Matthew party.
Yes.
Until like who the hell knows, but it was just nonstop. It was like the rock star life for like 24 hours, but it was so much fun.
It really was. And that's where, like, if anybody ever has a chance, if you're listening, you ever have a chance to do it, if you haven't been down there, do it. If you have, you know, or if you're planning on it again, let us know. It was nice to run into some of you guys just by happy accident. There were quite a few listeners who ran up to us and were just like, you know, great, you know, kind words about the show. And we appreciate every bit of that. I mean, that makes my day as much as anything else we saw or did there, you know, I think we spent more time talking to listeners than anything else. How cool was that we're at the first night, as soon as we got there at the Top Golf party, we ran into a guy who was a listener from episode one.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now. And, you know, I apologize we didn't get your name, but I want to tell you that you made our night. It was great. It was great talking to you. And I love that you've been listening since episode one. How cool is that?
That was like one of the coolest things to hear. And yeah, and I apologize too, because like I said earlier, we were screaming in each other's faces. Yeah. And it's like, and I felt bad. Like after the third time I asked somebody, what did you, like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You get to a point where you just like kind of guess. So I, you know, it's just like, I felt bad. So sometimes just nodding, but it would be like that, you know, lean into someone's ear, scream what you said.
Yeah, we were spitting in ears that night.
Right. Or it's like you go with the like scream in the ear technique, or you'd go with like back away and like hope they can read my lips technique. Yeah. You know, we're trying to alternate between the two, but that was so cool. I mean, we had literally been in Orlando for 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was. Maybe it was a little longer than that because there's time it takes to get to the hotel, drop things off, and get to this thing. And then all of a sudden we run into, you know, somebody who's listening from episode one. And that just like puts us on cloud nine because it's like, that is so cool to see somebody who's that dedicated to the show. I mean, 200 and how many episodes are we in now? I mean,
right.
I'm losing track. 200. This is episode 204.
So I don't think I've listened to any of
this
200.
Guy. I don't think you have either. There was two episodes I think you missed, right?
I think
traveling or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was the highlights. That's some of my favorite stuff. As you said, for the visual piece, make sure you guys check out the vlog from this week because that kind of gives you that scale. And we did as many videos as we can from up high to show you guys what we were looking at because it was truly epic. I mean, there was a lot there.
That's
so
a good word.
It was great stuff. So again, thank you for everybody who followed along. Thank you to everybody who stopped and saw us while we were there. We appreciate every bit of it. And before we wrap things up, if you guys have an extra minute, do us a favor, go to earsurvey.com and take a very short anonymous survey about today's episode. It's a big help to the show. We really appreciate it. Again, that's earsurvey, earsurvey.com. It's a quick survey to help out the show. And what we do is, and this just kind of helps give us a little bit of feedback, and it helps us match the show up with advertisers who we think are going to have a message that you guys are going to like. We don't like to just throw anybody on the show. We try to bring value every possible way. And one additional way is with the advertisers that we work with for the show. Not only do they help keep the lights on and help, you know, provide the funding for us to do the cool things that we get to do and bring you guys along for, but also we try, like I said, we try to find people that we think you guys would get some value from. So these surveys do help with that. So go to earsurvey.com, take 2 seconds, all anonymous, and just do that survey. We'd really appreciate it. All right. That's everything we have. We'll be back again next week. Like I said, we got some big, big interviews coming up. If there are any people that you would like to hear on the show, any interviews, any stories, things like that, let us know. You can email us at podcast@golficity.com. Or you can also post them in our Facebook group. Like I said, the Facebook group is free. Hop in there. Let us know. Just post something. Hey, guys, I'd love to hear from this person, that person. We will work on getting them on the show because we want to hear those stories most likely as well. All right. We'll talk to everybody again soon.